The prolonged debate in Congress over health care is having a ripple effect on Tennessee's race for governor. WPLN's Chaz Sisk explains it may be a few more weeks before the field for 2018 is set.
A key figure is Diane Black. The congressional representative from Sumner County is a frontrunner for the Republican nomination for governor. But Black has work in Washington she wants to wrap up first, including, she noted at a GOP fundraiser back in May, a job that stems from a major position she holds.
Chairman of the Budget Committee. And I'm going to finish my budget and do the work that I promised that I would do, and then I'll make that decision.
Writing the federal budget has been slowed, however, by the debate over health care. Congress's complicated voting rules require the health care bill to be completed first, then the budget. Another rule says Black has to give up the budget committee chair once she declares. A spokesman says there's no timeline for finishing the budget, but Black hopes to get it done as quickly as possible. Black isn't the only probable candidate still deciding. Craig Fitzhugh, a prominent Democratic state lawmaker from West Tennessee, hasn't said for sure, nor has House Speaker Beth Harwell, though the Nashville Republican says she's leaning toward running. She and Black might wind up competing to a degree for some of the same supporters in their bids to become Tennessee's next governor. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.